Praise be Jesus and Mary. This anonymous woman who we never do find out who she is, who would begin the praises, as you will, of those who from her point on would continue to praise this woman who was the mother of God. She begins with something which is on the carnal side of it, and our Lord sets us upon that which is the most important, which is the spiritual side. Certainly, no one would deny that Our Lady was very blessed. In fact, there's many different prayers that refer to the blessing of Our Lady, how tenderly and lovingly she would carry her son and nurse him and care for him and do all the things that a mother would do for him. But more importantly, the upside of that is the fact that she did all those things, first of all, because she spiritually conceived Christ in her heart. This is where it begins. It's because she heard the word of God, and this is exactly what we hear when she accepts even the Son of God as her son. She says, "Let it be done to me according to thy word." It was a submission to the holy will of our Heavenly Father. She accepted to be the mother of God. And it was for this reason, primarily, that she would become the mother of God. It was something that her whole life, as we read various mystics or whatever like this, proof mystics, who would discuss this matter, it was something that our Lord would be preparing her for. And it's a very understandable thing for us who, especially in the American world, we probably could say even in almost the whole modern world, where we've lost the sense of the dignity of one who, say, is to be a king one day or a queen one day, that there's a special training, a special preparation for someone who might govern and rule over a whole society of people. And so they're brought up and they're trained for that office, which one day they may very well hold, and some with greater certitude than others. But nevertheless, all those who possibly could hold the reins of governance were just trained, where they were trained for that office. And so it's not wrong for us to assume that God would prepare his mother in a special way for the office which she was to hold and give her special training and insight and light and wisdom to be able to do that job well. And so she is also set up for us as an example. This great privilege to be the mother of God. We know in another place our Lord would actually say, those, who is my mother, my brother, my mother, my brother, my sister, and my mother. And he'd point to his disciples, said, "This is my brother and sister and mother. Whoever hears the word of my Father and keeps it." And it's not just some people want to call it a correction. Our Lord's trying to play down our mother. Our Lord is actually trying to point out why this particular individual is his mother. And what makes it so awesome, a dignity that she became the mother of God. The different types of unions that we talk about in the spiritual life, and if you start to reflect on the height of those unions, the highest union that any creature ever obtained was Mother of God. And when you start to realize and put all these things together, it's just like, well, Lord's not putting her down. What he's trying to do is correct some people who are too carnal, and they take the lesser things and they make them, as it were, the most important. And so, again, it becomes an example, an exhortation to us of what we need to strive for in our own relationships with both God and our most blessed mother. And today, this woman sets off today the example too, which is really a fulfillment of one of the prophecies of Our Lady in the Magnificat. Sometimes people will say, well, where in the Bible does it say that you're supposed to praise Our Lady? Well, there's one example here, today's gospel, provided, of course, you understand it, as the church has always understood it. It's not our Lord's not trying to correct his mother, but also it's a fulfillment of what Our Lady prophesied in her Magnificat, that all generations would call her blessed. And what she's begun, with this generation here, many generations since have continued to bless and praise Our Lady since she's become the mother of God, really. May our Lord help us to truly praise the Mother of God in our own lives, to recognize how she obtained that dignity, not only for herself, but for us, and that also that she's held up as an example, I mean, in part to encourage us to strive to imitate her in our own life with her virtues, her generosity, her docility to God, her submissiveness to his holy will. And it's something for us to strive after in our own lives. Not always easy. But if we're striving to become more like Our Lady, become more like her Son, she is the first door to pass through that will help us to get to become more like Christ quicker, faster, easier, as not only St. Maximian Kolbe, but even St. Louis de Montfort indicate. It's the surest, quickest, easiest way to become like Christ. Imitate the Mother. She will guide us and bring us to become more like Christ. In my own life, I had that very tangible, and I'll end with this little quick story. I could make it a big long story, but I'll make it a short story. Shortly after I decided to start praying the rosary, mind you, prior to this, I was 9 months walking past a word I didn't understand on a door that said adoration. I didn't know what that meant at the time. Shows you the ignorance of our faith, at least my faith at that time. For 9 months, I passed this door, and I was a little timid to go into this door that said adoration because it actually was like up some steps. And it kind of felt like, you know, if you went up those steps, it's like somebody might shout out, "Hey, what are you doing?" So I was a little timid to go up that door and figure out what is this adoration thing. 9 months going past that door. Within 1 month of saying the rosary, the curiosity got the better part of me. I said, "Oh, I just got to find out what is behind this door that says adoration." Well, you all know what I found. I found Our Lord. And when I read this whole point about the rosary and about Our Lady and how she guides us to Our Lord, well, you can understand how I became a very firm believer that Jesus, or Our Lady, Mary, our Blessed Mother, leads us to Jesus. That became very poignant and very strong for me to believe that, and also very easy, as you might understand. We ask Our Lady to help us and to lead us to Our Lord, to help us to love Him and serve Him as she herself did. Praise be Jesus and Mary.